connecting the dot, creating a first strategic look of the sector. This section is dedicated to the analysis on how the above-mentioned factors affect the sector's valuation. In order to understand how the valuation changes, we need to compile a reliable universe of comparable and track their share prices over the past 15-20 years at least. During this screening, it is important to avoid survival biases and adjust for possible outliers. For example, sectors with high competition but few leaders might end up warping the analysis and shifting the results towards those leaders' performances. At this point, we need to derive insightful valuation multiples that can allow us to derive proper conclusions on the sector's valuation fluctuations. The most used multiples are EPS and cash flow multiples. We need to remember stocks trade on expectations rather than actual financial performance, today more than in any other period in history. Therefore, we will focus our analysis on the consensus that our universe bears. We are trying to assess sector-level valuation. We don't need to get too company-specific. Since it is quite hard to find sector-level consensus that is specific for our target, it is likely we will have to build one from the universe we created previously. The main outcomes from this analysis should provide us insights about a. period of out/underperformance, b. changes in relative performance due to valuation multiples fluctuations or consensus earnings alterations, c. delay between sector performance changes and adjustments in sector fundamentals. As a last step for this part, we will need to compare the results of our homemade sector index with a suitable benchmark and check when our index outperforms or underperforms the benchmark. Ideally, we want to understand whether the different results are due to changes in valuation multiples, financial metrics, expectations or results. This part provides us with hints about inflection points, time of reactions and general trends.